President Bush's twin daughters were greeted like movie stars when they arrived at a New York party celebrating the Republican convention. LA Times columnist Pat Morrison says the glamour factor is a staple at political conventions.
The Republicans have stewed and steamed for years that the Democrats have a lock on the big glamour pusses. They have Warren and Annette, Ben Affleck, George Clooney, Bruce Springsteen, and Sarah Jessica Parker. The Republicans, by contrast, have Tom Selleck, Bo Derek, Dennis Miller, and Bruce Willis. But when it comes to real power and influence, not the movie magic kind, here's the hard truth. Most actors who actually become politicians become Republican politicians. If the GOP candidate looks and sounds like he came straight from central casting, he probably did. At the top of the list is Ronald Reagan, and below him Arnold Schwarzenegger, Clint Eastwood, former Senator Fred Thompson, who's now gone back to acting, former Congressman Fred Grandy, the late Sonny Bono, and Bob Dornan. Dornan's uncle, Jack Haley, played the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz and once told gossip columnist Hedda Hopper that actors shouldn't run for office because their names carry weight out of all proportion to their importance in fields outside their own profession. The only Democratic actors turned politicians I can think of are the late Congresswoman and stage actress Helen Gehagan Douglas, the Senate candidate that Richard Nixon's campaign labeled the Pink Lady, and Sheila Kuehl, a California state legislator who was a regular on the Dobie Gillis TV series. Most of the GOP's actor-politicians are known for tough guy roles and can campaign almost the same way they auditioned. Actors who go into politics want us to forget they were actors, so why do they keep rerunning movie script lines like, "Hasta la vista, baby"? Because voters keep eating it up. Bring it on, we tell them. The difference is, in politics, you usually get only one take to get it right. So go ahead. Make my election day.
Commentator Pat Morrison is a columnist for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.